This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The second lawsuit in as many weeks has been filed against the Environmental Protection Agency's final tailpipe emissions rule. This effort is being led by the ethanol industry as it enters a separate challenge following another lawsuit that was submitted by the American Farm Bureau, National Corn Growers, the oil industry, and six auto dealers. We will hear more from Troy Bredenkamp with the Renewable Fuels Association next.
June is National Dairy Month, so take some time to thank the producers that care for over 218,000 dairy cows across nearly 1,600 dairy operations in the state of Iowa. In 2018, Iowa produced 5.27 billion pounds of raw milk, with the average dairy cow producing 7 pounds of milk every day. Go ahead and tip your cap to your local dairy producer and enjoy a glass of Iowa milk this June. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Renewable Fuels Association Senior Vice President for Government Affairs, Troy Bredenkamp, says there is a lack of choice in the EPA's final tailpipe rule for light and medium duty vehicles.
It doesn't even give biofuels the opportunity to play a role in decarbonizing and to lower greenhouse gas emissions from light duty vehicles.
He says the RFA and the National Farmers Union will argue in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals that the EPA exceeded its authority under the major questions doctrine that limits agency rulemaking.
They're not allowed by Congress to go this far without permission from Congress.
The Supreme Court may also rule this month on how far courts must go in deferring to agency regulatory power. Bredenkamp says the immediate legal issue is that EPA is holding battery EVs and flex fuel plug-in hybrids to different standards than vehicles powered by fossil fuels and biofuels.
When it comes to liquid fuels, everything is accounted for from cradle to grave, from wells to wheels, from cornfield to gas tank. We have to account for every bit of emissions in that process.
He says that is not the case for an EV that has no tailpipe. Bredenkamp argues EVs still generate upstream pollution from electric generation and battery manufacturing. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those 5 daily news stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.